Jane Rath and Scott Colville were living in Sitka and had been married about 6 months when Colville went missing around the time of his 26th birthday in 1988. In 2007, the state reopened the case. With the help of Rath's second husband, from whom she was divorced, cold case investigators recorded a phone call in which Rath confessed to killing Colville and disposing of his body. She admitted the same thing to authorities who interviewed her in early 2009. Investigator James Gallen testified Thursday that his team found the trailer where Colville and Rath lived and tore apart the bedroom. Bloodstains were found on the walls and subfloor where Rath said she had killed Colville. The DNA from those bloodstains was compared to DNA from Colville's mother, Rita, and from some of Scott Colville's DNA extracted from wisdom teeth that his mother had saved. It was a match. Rath was arrested at her home in Illinois in February of 2010. She pleaded guilty to second-degree murder in November. Rita Colville testified at Thursday's sentencing hearing that the worst part for her of the whole ordeal was not knowing what happened to her son, whether he died or whether he just walked out of their life.
The phone rings. We've all had that happen. The phone rings. You pick it up. You know somebody's on the other end. You say, Scott, Scott. Is that you? Click. And then your mind thinks, was it really a wrong number? Was it Scott trying to contact us?
Rita Colville's testimony was followed by testimony from three women who, though not blood relation to the Colville family, said Scott was like their brother. Rath's defense team also called a witness, a co-worker of Rath's, who said her arrest hit him like a freight train because such a crime was out of character for the Jane Rath he knew. He said she was active in her Seventh-day Adventist church. She donated to the Red Cross and went on mission trips overseas. Assistant District Attorney Gene Seaton, representing the state, sought a 70-year sentence for Rath, highlighting in graphic detail how Rath shot Colville in his sleep, then dismembered his body with an axe, putting the pieces into garbage bags, throwing them into the trash, and cleaning up afterward. The defense team, led by Wasilla Attorney John Mark Peterson, said Rath was not justified in what she did, but that her life since the murder has included charitable works, no crime, and advanced education. Peterson said Rath was in an abusive marriage with Colville, citing arguments between the two, including one where she was pushed out of a vehicle. Peterson also cited services that Rath received from Sitkins Against Family Violence, the local domestic violence shelter, and Mount Edgecombe Hospital. He said she could have just walked away from the relationship with Colville, but was ashamed. Rath also addressed the court, saying she would do anything to take back that day.
I have asked myself what Mrs. Colville has asked. How could I do something like that? I myself didn't know that I could do something like that. And again, if I had known then what I know now, I would have squashed my shame and would not have been so proud to reach out for help, so that something like this would not happen.
But Sitka Superior Court Judge David George rejected the notion that Rath murdered Colville under duress, saying the shooting and its aftermath was contemplated, deliberate, and unhurried.
It took all night to accomplish her task. And once she had cut up the body into small enough pieces to fit into garbage bags so that she could dispose of that, and hopefully have it incinerated, she then set about to clean the house. And she cleaned that room fastidiously.
That said, George did acknowledge her lack of any other criminal record and the good deeds she's done in recent years. His sentence was 55 years, with 19 suspended. That puts Rath behind bars for 36 years, or 24, if she has good behavior. Peterson says he needs to talk to his client, but that an appeal is not likely. After the hearing, Rita Colville said she was pleased with the sentence.
Basically, we've all just turned it over to God and said, you know, hey, whatever, you know, you deal with it. And I had finally turned over my feelings of anger toward her, and I finally, after 10 years, decided it's eating me up and it's not hurting her at all. You know, God, just don't ever let her have a night without thinking about what she did. And it sounds like she had her moments, too.
Now, she says, they can move past the crime and just focus on remembering Scott. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.